Pesachs Kenim Paragid Base Mishnah Zayin and Phil Paragid Gilu Mishnah Base. The Mishnah's list of metal utensils continues and whether they can become Tomei or not. Dinar Shenifsal, a dinar coin which becomes invalidated, either because physically part of it broke off or because it's no longer the currency. That coin is no longer used, and because he can't use it as a coin anymore, v'his kino litloisa b'tzavar k'tana, he made a little fix in that coin in order to be able to hang it around the neck of a young girl. Meaning, he made a little hole in the coin so that he can use it as part of a necklace. The Mishnah says at that point, Tomei is able to become Tomei. A regular coin cannot become Tomei. Because although certainly a coin has a use, it's not a use and a function of the coin in and of itself. The coin is used as an exchange for something else, but you're not using the physical coin in and of itself, and you're not making use of the physical properties of it, and therefore it's not considered to be a kli. But once you turn it into a necklace, so it's now jewelry, and just like all jewelry, it can become tomei. V'chein sela shenifsala. Likewise, a sela coin which becomes invalidated, v'skinaleis shekel bar, and set it aside to use it as a weight to weigh silver or gold on scales. So in this case, there's room to hear that even now, you're not really using the physical properties of that coin. You're using it as a weight, so you're using the weight of the item, but you're not really using it. The Mishnah says that's enough, tomei like can become tomei. Because even if it's only the weight that you're using, you're still using that item itself. That's a physical property of the item, and therefore it is considered to be a kli. Now the same would apply even if the coin wasn't invalidated and he decided to use it for as a weight or as a necklace, but that was an uncommon case. They would usually only use invalidated coins for these purposes. The Mishnah now moves on to a slightly different discussion, not in relation to the laws of Tumah, and that is Ad kama tiposel v'yasha lekayimah. Up until how much can a coin, in this case a sela, be invalidated and have gone down in value, and it would still be permissible to keep it in one's house and in one's possession? The value of a coin in the times of the Mishnah was not totally, but it was vastly based on the weight and the actual silver content within that coin. If it had eroded slightly and it wasn't any longer worth its full amount, then it's very easy to fool people and give them that coin, pretending that it's actually worth more than in reality it is worth. And therefore, it's actually forbidden to keep it in one's house. But the Mishnah says, Ad shnei dinarin, if it went down in value until it's worth 2 dinar, a sela is generally worth 4 dinar. If it's now worth half of its amount, then one is able to keep it. But if its value diminished until it's worth even less than 2 dinar, yokoits, he needs to cut it up so that people will not think that it's worth 2 dinar, and so really he won't use it as a coin at all. Now the truth is, even if it erodes to less than by half, even by a very small amount, it's already forbidden to keep that coin, and you would need to cut it until it's worth 2 dinar. But if, let's say, it's worth 3 dinar instead of the original 4, it's forbidden to keep it. The Mishnah is saying that if it went down by half its value such that it's now worth 2 dinar, 2 dinar is a shekel. That's a regular amount that is used as a coin. So if it becomes worth exactly a shekel, you can keep that coin and use it as a shekel. No one is going to think that it's worth a sela. But if it's worth more than a shekel, people might mistakenly think that it's actually worth a sela, which is 4 dinar. And therefore, if it's worth anything in between 2 and 4 dinar, you cannot keep it, or you'll need to change it to be worth 2 dinar. If it's worth 2 dinar exactly, which is a shekel, then you can keep it. If it's worth any less than that, then once again, you would not be able to keep that coin. This is a kind of blade that is used to cut or shorten a quill, a kind of pen, vahakulmais. This is a kind of actual pen, vamatuteles, and a metal weight which is used by builders and put at the end of a long string, and they would lower the string down the side of a building or a wall in order to test whether the wall was straight. Vamishkolais and other metal weights which are used as part of weighing balance scales, vahakurim, a kind of long tool which is used for pushing olives into a olive press. Vakan, a ruler which is used for making lines on parchment. Vakana, a board or tablet onto which the parchment was placed as they were putting lines in the parchment using the ruler. all of these items are made out of metal, and since they have a very defined function and they are metals, so even though they can't contain and hold things, tameim, they can still become tomei. We learned earlier on in this perek in Mishnah Vov that metal items, which their process has not been completed totally, however, they're already very much usable. Just the edges haven't been smoothened, or perhaps a little handle here or there hasn't been placed onto it, but it's still already usable. We saw an argument as to whether that can become tomei or not, or perhaps specifically with regards to metal items, since their appearance is a very important part and significant part of that kli. Until those finishing touches have been done, the kli is not considered to be completed enough for it to become tomei. But that's only with regards to metal items. V'chol gomel kli eitz tomein. Any items which have not yet been fully completed, but they're still usable, if they are made out of wood, then according to everybody, tomein, they can become tomei. Chutz mishal eshkaraya. Except for kelim made out of the wood from an eshkaraya tree, which is very rough, and the final touches of smoothening it are considered to be more important and more significant stages in the processing of that item than for regular wooden items. Rabbi Huda says, even kelim which are made afgerofis shel zayis tahira, even kelim which are made from branches of an olive tree, they cannot become tomei even if it's only the finishing touches which are lacking, ad shetisholek, until it is heated up, so that the liquid which is inevitably going to be on that wood because of the large amount of sap which exists in olive trees, in order to get rid of that liquid and that dampness, they would need to heat it up, and that was a very important stage. And before that is done, according to Rabbi Huda, it cannot yet be considered a completed, ready utensil for it to become tomei. Perek Gilmish Aleph. This perek talks about many, many different metal items and when they break, just like that was a significant discussion in the perokim which talked about earthenware utensils. Now this is the topic of discussion with regards to metal items. And the general rule with regards to metal items is that as long as the broken piece of the metal item can still fulfill the purpose and it can be used for a similar function to that which it was originally designated and used for, then it can still become tomei. But if it can no longer be used for that same purpose, even if it can be used somehow for something else, if it's not related to the original purpose for which it was designated, and this new purpose is not considered significant enough to give it a status of a kli, then it would not be able to become tomei. Says the Mishnah, Saif, a sword, v'asakin, a knife, v'pigyon, and a double-edged knife, meaning it's sharp on both sides, both of the long sides of the knife, beyond the handle. Magal yod, a hand sickle, this is a kind of stiff, strong knife, which is, the blade is slightly curved, and it's used for chopping up bones or pieces of wood. Umagal kotzer, a sickle used for harvesting, the blade of this sort of knife, which is used to cut the grain, is very curved into the shape of a semicircle even. Vashchor, this is a pair of small scissors which are used for cutting a person's hair. Vizug shel saporim, a regular pair of scissors used by barbers to cut a person's hair. These are slightly larger. Shenechleku, if any of these things get cut into two, they split into two. Ha'elu tameim, they can still become tomei, as long as they split into two in a way that both halves can still be used and can still cut things. For example, if the handle comes off, you're still able to use the blade. And even with the scissors, each side of the scissors is sharp and it can be used to cut things, which is at least a very similar function to that which it was originally designated for. Rabbi Yossi says, Hasamuch layad tomei, only a piece which is next to the handle and there is still a handle that can be used with the kli, only that can become tomei. But Vasamuch l'roish, the part of the kli which is nearest to the top of the blade, whatever it may be, if there is no handle attached to it, then tohar, it can no longer become tomei, because a person is unlikely to use it in that way, even though technically he can hold onto the blade very carefully, he wouldn't tend to do that, and therefore it can no longer become tomei. Misperis is a kind of scissors, but they work very similar to how nail clippers work. The way it works is sort of somewhere in between tweezers and nail clippers. This tool looks very similar to tweezers, just that on either end there is a small blade, which is not very sharp. However, when the two blades are pressed against each other, then they do cut in a similar way to how nail clippers cut. If this gets split into two, such that now each blade is by itself, Rabbi Yehuda mitame, Rabbi Yehuda says that it can become tame, because it's possible to use it for cutting still. However, the Chachom Matarin, the Chachom said that it can no longer become tame, because the blades are not sharp at all, and therefore he's very unlikely to keep this utensil if it is still broken, and he's not really going to use it, and therefore it hasn't really got a use enough to be considered a kli. Mishnah Beis. This Mishnah is going to list a number of different kinds of utensils which have a relatively long handle, and on one end of the handle is one thing, and on the other end is something else. For example, on one end is a spoon, on the other end is a fork. If the handle breaks in the middle, so even though until now it was both a spoon and a fork, and from now there's only on the one hand a spoon, on the other hand a fork. So it has lost an entire function that it once had. Nevertheless, it still has a full function of being a spoon and the other part being a fork, and therefore they are still able to become tome as long as the handle which is attached to either end still remains long enough to be able to use that kli. So the first example is kolligrafein. This is a sort of stick that on one side of it, on one end, is somewhat of a sort of a spoon or a shovel more. And that was used for getting the ashes out of the oven. And on the other side of this tool was that which looked like a fork, and its purpose was for the food or the bread, whatever was being placed in the oven, to handle that item with this end of the stick. So shnitlo kapa, if its spoon or the shovel end gets taken off, tameo, it can still become tomei pnei shina, because of the fork, which is on the other end. Nitla shina, if just the fork part of it comes off, so it's true that that part won't be able to become tome anymore, because it hasn't got a handle attached to it, but the main tool itself, which still exists, tameo, can become tome mpne kapo, because of the spoon or the shovel, which remains on the other end. Mikhol, this is a tool that on one end, it has that which looks like a spoon, more of a flat spoon, and it's used for placing makeup on one's eyes, and on the other end, there's something small that allows one to clean their ears out with that other end. So the Mishnah says, Mikhol, this tool, shnitl akaf, if the spoon comes off of one end, tomei mpnei azochor, it can still become tomei because of the piece on the other end that is used for cleaning one's ears. And nitl azochor, if that piece comes off, tomei, the rest of the kli can still become tomei mpnei akaf because of the end that has a spoon that can still be used for placing makeup on one's eyes. The next item is machtev, which was what was used to write on what I guess was similar to today's whiteboard or chalkboard. They would have a tablet of wax onto which they could carve letters and write things, and then they were able to smoothen out the wax again, and then they could write something else over there. So on one side of this machtev is something quite a pointy edge in order to write on the wax, and on the other end is a wider and flatter piece that was used to smoothen out and sort of rub out that which was written and make the wax smooth again to be able to write there once more. So it says, Machtev shenitl hakosev, if the writing end of this tool was taken off, the rest of it, that which remains, tomei, can still become tomei bnei amoichik because of the eraser, literally, the wider and flatter end that was used for smoothening out the wax. And likewise, lintel hamoichik, if the eraser end was taken off, tomei bnei akosev, the rest of it can still become tomei because of the end that is used for writing and carving into that wax. Zomo listero, this is something that has a ladle on one end, and on the other end it has a kind of fork, and it's used to take different things out of a pot. So the Mishnah says that shenitlo kapo, if the ladle gets taken off without a handle attached to it, so that part obviously can't become tomei, but the rest of it, that which remains, tomei can still become tomei mnei amazleg because of the fork which is attached to the other end. Likewise, nitl amazleg, if the fork part comes off tomei, the rest of it can still become tomei mnei kapo because of the ladle which is attached to the other end. And the Mishnah adds, v'chein ha-shein shel ma'ader, the same applies to the shein shel ma'ader, which is a large stick that on one end of it is that which looks a bit similar to a hammer, but its purpose is to dig into the ground. They would hit it on the ground and they'd be able to dig a bit and really start off the digging process in the ground. And on the other end was a tool that assisted in putting together the different parts of a plow. So once again, if either end comes off, it can still become tome, it's still considered a kli because of that which still remains on the other side. And the Mishnah says, shir kulon, the amount of the handle which still needs to be attached to that which remains part of this kli, is it has to be long enough, the elasis melachton, that it allows one to be able to still use it for what it's supposed to be used for. And if enough of the handle still remains, then it can become tome, as the Mishnah has illustrated.